This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? The great Negro League player Satchel Paige asked that question. And it's probably been asked times before him, but he's the person I credit it to because that's where I heard it. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Man, it's funny because I said in the first segment, in the first hour, I said, I look at some people and I go, wow, you know, they're younger than I am, for example, and they feel older than I am. But now I'm getting to the age where I do recognize that, you know, I'm getting older. And it's funny because, you know, going into my 40s, no big deal. There's nothing. I mean, as I said in the first hour, I got carded at the age of 40 going into a casino, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. But those days are gone. I did get carded the other day, but it was like routine. They card everybody up to like 80. So... But hey, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. My birthday is upon us. Born into a world to figure out what meaning you bring to it. And I'm using birthdays and Father's Day and stuff like that as a metaphor, a backdrop for all the discussions that we need to be having about ourselves, our purpose. What are we doing? You're listening to this program. I mean, I'm not doing stand-up, even though, you know, sometimes it can be funny. But I could see you coming out to my next comedy tour or something like that, which I'd love to put together if somebody wants to fund it. Because we had a great time with Brad Stein, Tim Wilkins, and others. So I'd love to do it. But the point I'm making is this isn't technically entertainment. It's more, it's philosophical. It's sort of what we're all sort of, well, sort of. It's what we're all basing our lives on these days because we have to fight. Anyway, I find it fatalistic to believe that I serve no purpose on this planet. I know there are billions of people, so why should I think I matter? Is that egotistical to believe that this one little person of 7.6 billion, whatever the number is, people, matters? Would you be missed? Are you leaving a legacy? Yada, yada, yada. I don't really care about any of that stuff, not at its core. I mean, I don't walk around going, my legacy, oh my gosh, my legacy. There's many things that are happening in my life right now that I can promise you, you know, I stand on principle. Right now, I'm having some issues with my kids, my older boys. Let me tell you, I stand on principle. You want to realize that dad was right, you're wrong, no problem, but I stand on principle. So, if you know, for people that are, you know, put everything into their kids and things like that, I applaud you. But when my kids are wrong, they're wrong. And I tell them and I stand on principle. So I know I'm not the person that's walking around going, oh, I got to leave this great legacy. I got to leave this. I care about the life that I live. There's a saying, I think about the people who don't tell you how to live, but instead say, observe me. Observe what I do. Do you know somebody like that? I lost a great friend recently, Foster Freese. He was such a man. I tell people all the time, Foster made you want to be a better human being. And that is a legacy. He wasn't trying. It was who he was. I so admire that. I hope that, and again, I don't walk around going, I hope everybody listens to my radio show wants to be a better person because of me. I don't think like that. I just think, be who you are, be genuine, and let people figure out what part of their nature they want to release. But again, going back to why should I matter? Why do I think I matter? I believe that I matter because that's the spirit God and being an American put in me. That's why I feel fortunate to be an American. I learned at a very early age, value yourself. I don't know where it came from. I'd have to probably soul search and get another book. I'm pretty sure it came from my grandparents in a strange kind of way, but they never used those words. Value yourself. Not in an egotistical way, like, man, I'm God's gift and all that. No. But understand, if you remember that all your gifts are from God, value yourself. Because by valuing yourself, you are indeed valuing the higher power. And again, I'm not trying to be preachy here. It's just what I believe. Believe what you want to believe. But once you figure out how to value yourself, you have a responsibility. Teach those around you to do the same. Tell them to value, you should be explaining to them their value in the world. You value your work. I think that, you know, this whole idea of people staying at home, universal basic income, all this nonsense that leftists teach devalues the thing that everybody wants to do. They want to find a purpose, and you find purpose in work. And I'm not talking about going out and toiling. I'm talking about when you go do something that you love to do, that as the old saying goes, it's not even work. I was listening to Jeff Foxworthy. I'm not a fan of his comedy, but he was interviewing Jerry Seinfeld, and he says, I find it hard to believe I get paid a lot of money to do what I would do for free. Now, I don't know if he'd do it for free. Probably has on occasion. But he loves what he does. Have you met these people that love what they do? They are not working. And we should be encouraging this. Mark Cuban says, don't find your passion, find what you're good at. And I get what he's saying. He's saying your passion might be for singing, but you just ain't good at it. Find what you're good at. That's what, you know, should drive you. But anyway, value your work. Here's the second part of my little thing for the day. Now, I don't know what this show is going to be called, but I think it should be a best of. But value your opinions. Your opinions have come from a lot of hard thought and hard work and observation. And sometimes failure. Value your opinions. Don't be afraid to give them. And most importantly, value your results. You are raising good kids. You are starting amazing businesses. You are doing things that are making a dent in the world. The butterfly effect. No matter how small you think you are, you're making an impact. 80 million people made an impact in this last election where we got cheated. So, you are an example. You're a beacon. You're a small little light in a group of lights. You ever seen those LEDs, those new flashlights where it's a bunch of LEDs? You're one of those. But collectively, you illuminate the entire neighborhood. That's what this is about. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit more about fatherhood, birthdays, time, and then we're going to get into a lot of news as well. I'm glad you guys are here paying attention to little old me.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Feminists want to destroy men, families, and ultimately America. I guess maybe ultimately the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Feminists are failing. They're failing because they're not men. That's right. They're not men. I'm going to put it out there. See, men, we have this something that pumps through our systems that say we will win. We will win battles and we will win wars. And you can think you're defeating men. You are not. I did an entire program on fathers and Father's Day, and I gave you statistics that said dads are important. Take us out of the equation. Wherever they don't take fathers out of the equation, that will be the ruling civilization of the world. That might make some people mad. I don't care. As a kid who grew up without his biological father, I'm going to tell you something. I would trade places with anybody who had a good dad. Anybody. I don't care what their economic status was, whatever. If they had a good father, I'd trade places. I hear father stories and I think to myself, wow. I work hard at being a good dad. I don't know that I'm successful per se, but I know I'm not a failure. I know that. Success can be judged in future generations. I can say this. I don't have any illegitimate grandkids, and I don't have any boys in prison of the four. So I feel pretty good. They're doing pretty well. Regardless of what we may be dealing with personally, I feel good about being a father and what I brought into this world. Feminists don't like us. The misandrist. The LGBTQ community that says men are interchangeable. We're fluid. I don't feel so fluid. I feel rather rigid. Latest Rasmussen report said that adults believe being a father is the most important role for a man to fill in today's world. Folks, this is today's crazy world. 19% disagree, 17% are not sure, but 63% of American adults believe being a father is the most important role for a man to play. I talked about this. I'm not going to revisit it because, I did an entire show on Father's Day. I wish I'd brought this up at the time. But I'm going to put it into context for what we're going to be talking about today. So they asked this question. Do you consider Father's Day to be one of the nation's most important holidays? Least important, somewhere in between. Is being a father the most important role for a man to fill in today's world? And number three, how important is it for children to grow up in a home with both of their parents? Just thinking about that and the conditions that we find ourselves in, cyclically talking about nonsense where you get people like AOC elected, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Rashid, or whatever her name is, these crazy people, members of the Congressional Black Circus. If we had fathers in the black community, you wouldn't even know who AOC was. You wouldn't know who Sheila Jackson Gee or Sheila Jackson Lee or what's her face? Maxine Waters. You wouldn't know them. Because nobody would vote for those clowns. Anyway, my birthday. And I asked this question earlier, why isn't a birthday just another day? Maybe I didn't ask it in the program, but I was thinking it. After a certain age, it's no longer about gifts and things like that. I'm juxtaposing Father's Day and birthday because mine is all very, very close. Birthday and Father's Day are always very close. Just a few days away and occasionally on the same day. A couple of my friends, well, my cousin Jerry, he rest his soul, would have celebrated his birthday and Father's Day on the same day. I have another, I've never met him, but I know his wife through some other dealings, like she's a friend on Facebook, and he's celebrating Father's Day and his birthday, or celebrated it on Sunday on Father's Day. So, you know, I know it very well because my birthday, you know, was the 21st. So the point is, and what's interesting to me is trying to figure out which one are you really celebrating the most, you know, when it hits on the same day. Are you happy that you're a father? Or are you happy about the birthday? The birthday doesn't mean that much. I'll be honest. Maybe guys can chime in, 844-551-8255. It's not about gifts. There's no more keeping score. You know, am I going to get better golf clubs or whatever? I'm just done. And what's with the decades with birthdays? We look at, oh, it's 20. It's funny. 20 doesn't matter when you're a kid, right? 21 matters because that's the birthday that you get to drink. 16 matters because maybe you get to drive a car. But what's funny is once you're past 21, then it's 30. Now, for me, it was, and I thought it was 25 because my auto insurance dropped. That's what poor people think about. But 30 was the big day. I remember when my aunt was going to turn 30, and she was crying. I was a kid. I was like 6 years old, 7 years old. She was about to turn 30, and she was in tears. I would be 30. I'm about to be 30. I'm about to be 30. And I was like, what is the big deal about 30? It wasn't 80. I mean, I was smart enough to know you got a lot of years. And, you know, because she's young and good looking, and, you know, my uncle was a very handsome guy. So I just could never understand it. Then 40, right? Then 50, you get the black stuff. Why not 35, 45, 55? They're arbitrary years. So anyway, just again, more food for thought. Don't you love those on this day things? Yeah. On this day of your birth, so-and-so, these people share your birthday. And some of them you like, but what about the people that share Hitler's birthday? You know, or Pol Pot or Mussolini or Stalin's. You know what I mean? And we all celebrate different. I mean, there's only 365 days, and there's a lot of people, 12-point-something billion, who've walked the place of the earth, you know, on the earth. We're sharing birthdays with some pretty mean-spirited people. And some of them pretty good. People that share, you know, Gandhi's birthday. Like, man, my birthday's Gandhi's birthday. Yeah, but it's also Hitler's. Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, we're going to pick and choose the best. On my birthday, 1788, June 21st, the Constitution came into effect with New Hampshire becoming the ninth state. And I think there's a, I don't know, is there a cosmic connection to what happens on that day, to the people, you know, to whatever day you're born? Is there some kind of cosmic connection? I don't know. I don't believe in astrology and all that, but maybe there is. Feminists are failing. They're failing because they're not men. That's right. They're not men. I'm going to put it out there. See, men, we have this something that pumps through our systems that say we will win. We will win battles and we will win wars. And you can think you're defeating men. You are not. I did an entire program on fathers and Father's Day, and I gave you statistics that said dads are important. Wherever they don't take fathers out of the equation, that will be the ruling civilization of the world. I work hard at being a good dad. I don't know that I'm successful per se, but I know I'm not a failure. I know that. Success can be judged in future generations. I can say this, I don't have any illegitimate grandkids, and I don't have any boys in prison of the four. So I feel pretty good. Got a lot to talk about, folks. Going to use birthday as the backdrop, the metaphor, the muse for the show. And I hope you enjoy it. Be right back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is blasting the sweeping Democrat voting rights bill. saying it's transparently partisan, and saying it's a recipe for undermining confidence in elections. On the Democratic side of the aisle, does Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have all the Democrats on board? West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, one of the possible holdouts, saying,
I got to make sure that we're going to move to a better compromise, okay? But for me to have the votes,
they haven't started, so they're going to move.
We're moving. Everyone's moving. I haven't seen it, okay?
They haven't made the changes to your liking.
Yeah. I'm understanding they're working. Everyone's working in a real good. You've had President Obama come out. You've had basically state statements. We're looking at a much more, I think, a much fairer, a much better approach to take.
The White House acknowledging that President Biden's goal of seeing 70% of all American adults with at least one COVID-19 shot will not happen. USA Radio News. COVID-19 protocols are continuing to be released for the upcoming Olympics.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is coming out with its first ever loyalty program next month. The fast food giant announcing it will launch on July 8th in the United States. Customers can get 100 points for each dollar they spend at McDonald's. How much it costs to redeem a reward depends on the item. Hash browns cost 1,500 points, while a Big Mac will set somebody back 6,000 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The lamestream fake news media has a really tough time reconciling what they say to what's really going on in the world. And so I talked to you guys earlier about the fact checks that they wanted to give us on Wu Flu, and I used it as an example. You can tell what's being pushed by just going to Google. The main page, news.google.com, look at what they propose as needed to be fact-checked. And you can tell what the propaganda is instantaneously, whatever is the flavor of the day. Right now, it's the Wu Flu vaccine works. Take it. There's no issues. You're not going to be impotent. You're not going to be get blood clots. You're not going to have an enlarged heart. None of the things that are happening to people are legitimately happening to people. And it's been fact-checked. Now, it's probably some, you know, a little pockmarked-faced teenager that's doing it, doing the fact-checking, or just out of college, and I use my finger quotes, journalism student who's doing the work, paid for by some nefarious group controlled by Soros. But then, Kevin, you would just be a conspiracy theorist. You want to get the shot, get the shot. You don't want to get the shot, don't. Why are we propagandizing the shot? You want to take it, take it. If you're foolish, look, no offense to the people that have taken it. I'm not trying to be offensive to you. Not that I care. I don't believe there's a rational reason to take this shot, but that's my opinion. So if you do, I'm okay with it. But what really hacks me off is when everybody else is like, well, now we're going to separate you from the good guys and the bad guys. I'm just as good as you because I don't want to take the shot. Don't try to dehumanize me, especially not on my birthday or near Father's Day or any other day. So anyway, I want to go, there's a section on Google called Beyond the Headlines, and I want to just show you how nutty leftism is. So here's one that, pardon me, deals with the education system on Beyond the Headlines, and it's a piece in the New York Times. Why remote learning is a failure. So what created remote learning? Anybody? Anybody? That would be the Wu Flu. Now, there are some people who can't study on their own. I'm one of them. You give me the materials. You say, Kevin, go research this. I'll do it. I can respond. Now, let me tell you why I'm that way. I wasn't born that way. When I first got a job where I had to not work remote, but I was remote a lot, I really suffered because I wasn't disciplined enough to say, get up and do the job, you know, and et cetera. And it's a wake-up call to find out you're not prepared. You don't have the skill set. So I liked going into the office and learning and getting that osmosis from other senior salespeople, et cetera. But nowadays, you know, now after doing it for so many years, I could work from the top of Timbuktu, you know, or whatever mountain it might be in that area. But the point is, I can handle it. It's no different for me whether I work from home or I sit in an office. I'm going to do the same, probably going to do more work at home, to be blunt, because I don't have the commute. I don't have the distractions, and I work my butt off every single day. If you want to know how the KevinJacksonNetwork.com survives, it is because I am a tireless worker, and so are most of the people that are part of our organization. Anyway, first article in the Beyond the Headlines is essentially a scathing rebuke of remote learning and the education system in general tucked away in there. And it was in the New York Times. Guess they don't have enough things to beat up Trump about. Here's the other one. We want another homeless hotel, and we can make it work. It's a lady, you know, I don't know who she is, some chubby chick, but it's from BBC News. We want another homeless hotel, and we can make it work, implying, I didn't read the article, I don't read leftist articles, but implying that the first one didn't work. Well, of course it didn't, because who's going to fund it? You think the left are going to fund something without your money? When they set up something for the homeless, that's just a euphemism for we're coming after your money. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to get private funders. I'm not going to do the work. When we were working on various charitable issues, mostly getting kids adopted, I went to CEOs of companies that I called on and I said, hey, Michael, can you give us X amount of dollars? Will you sponsor our event? I didn't run to the government. Here's the next one. I'm going to skip it because I don't know what the meaning is, but the title of it is from Financial Times, and the title of it is Bitcoin and the Wealthy. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be something, you know, negative about wealth, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just giving you the titles. These are called Beyond the Headlines, everything I'm telling you. Now, here's one I find very interesting, and I wanted to look into it. It's from The Guardian, and it's a black dude. His name is Jinka Shonibare. And it says, cultural appropriation is a two-way thing. Yinka Shonibare on Picasso, Mask, and the Fashion for Black Artists. And I think what he's saying, believe it or not, is that if you're going to talk cultural appropriation, it does work both ways. And I give the example of this white kid wearing dreads who was going up the stairs at a college, and a black chick says, what are you doing culturally appropriating our hairstyles, black African hairstyles? And he's shocked. He's like, what are you talking about? He just wants to get away. But I said, when we do our virtual training sessions, we will train people on how do you respond back to nonsense like that. And his response should have been, and my youngest son would have easily said this because he's been trained by the master. He would have said, what are you doing speaking to me in a culturally appropriated language? You speak to me in your mother tongue, and then maybe I'll answer your stupid question. And he would have walked away. Now, see, that's the way you handle that. I am going to look into this article for something that we do down the road. I don't know what Yinka Shonibare said, but apparently it might be along the lines of what I'm thinking. Okay, here's another one. I love this one. You see, what I'm telling you is that when you look at these articles, you're looking at leftism at its finest. Why remote learning is a failure. Hey, that was the first one we talked about. For the record, learning is a failure in school. The education system is a failure. It's not just about remote learning. Number two, the homeless. We want another homeless hotel, and we can make it work. I want you to think about this. A person not even looking to solve the problem of homelessness, but says, I'm going to put you in a hotel, a temporary thing. Now, you may say, Kevin, that solves the problem of homelessness. No, it doesn't. That's a resting point. There are halfway houses. These places where the homeless go, these shelters. What's a hotel room going to be that's different? You got to get to the bottom of the problem, but you know, don't think that they're going to try to solve the problem. No, they're just going to say, let's build hotels. Let's let them live for free. Oh, but Kevin, they're going to work it off as they work in the hotel, you know, and do things. Okay, great. If you think you can make it work, great. But how about this? How about you encourage them to go out and live the dream? How about, I get it. Homeless people have all kinds of issues. Here's what's interesting about it. Most of their issues have their roots in anybody? Leftism. Do you think they want to solve the problem of leftism? Do you think leftists want to solve their problem? Do you think they want to get rid of themselves? Let me put it another way, conservatives and pragmatics, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically me. If we had a problem and we were the problem, you know what we would do? We would solve it. We would get rid of ourselves. We would go into a program that says, I don't want to think stupid any longer. 12-step for political stuff. There's a 12-step for dope. There's a 12-step for sex addiction. There's a 12-step for food addiction. There's a 12-step for every addiction except for the malady and the malaise of the brain-dead moronic left. There's nothing for that. It's funny how people that get out of the dope of the left, whether it's physical dope, marijuana, heroin, whatever, fentanyl, PCP, crank, whatever, when they get out of that morass, whatever it is, and they start having to deal with life and all of its inputs unmedicated, that's when they start to get clarity. That's when they start to realize, my child is important. My relationship is important. My family is important. My friends. Hard, honest, hard day's work. Not looking to take advantage of somebody. That's what junkies do. Leftists are junkies. They see you as a mark. Can I get $5-10 off you till I move on to the next person? They're opportunistic. Crooked to their rotten cores. Anyway, here's some other ones. How chaos in the shipping industry is choking the economy. That's what they say is choking the economy. Chaos in the shipping industry. What's choking the economy is we have a moron who was put into power and he doesn't know what to do. That's what's choking the economy. Ships know how to sail. People know how to sail ships and load them up with cargo and bring it over. Manufacturers know how to make product. You mean the shipping industry is choking the economy? Are the Somalis pirates capturing all these ships crossing over across the ocean? Of course not. The next one, well, I don't know if we'll have time. Well, let's go ahead and do it because I think we can cover it again here in a bit. But bug infestations, tent-lined streets. California's homelessness crisis is at a tipping point. Will a $12 billion plan put a dent in it? Short answer, no. It's not going to go to the homeless. It's going to go to some rich fat cats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Here's a birthday fun fact for you. Barry White quit school his senior year on his birthday because he felt like that his education was no use for him, and he went on to make music and become a worldwide celebrity in the music field. You know Barry White?
Hey, baby, who loves you, baby?
No, it's Teddy Savalas, but you know who I'm talking about. I'm never going to give you up. I'm never, never going to stop. I don't have that kind of a deep voice. But Barry had that. Ooh. And he made sensual music. Sensual music, yeah. Good guy. Anyway, we're talking about headlines and beyond the headlines. And the reason why I'm bringing these up is, the metaphor of this is birthdays and Father's Day and the importance of men and things like this. I think the thing I want to explain to you guys right now is the unimportance of leftism. You're not important at all. We were talking about that. Let me just give you a recap. Why remote learning, this is a piece out of the New York Times, why remote learning is a failure. The BBC, we want another homeless hotel and we can make it work because the other one didn't. Bitcoin and the wealthy. Cultural appropriation is a two-way street. How chaos in the shipping industry is choking the economy. And then the final one, what I did earlier, was bug infestations, tent-lined streets. California's homelessness crisis is at a tipping point. Will $12 billion put a dent in it? $12 billion. It saved the auto industry. That kind of money can save entire industries. And they're asking for one state, can $12 billion put a dent in the homeless situation? You want to know why $12 billion hasn't put a dent in the homeless situation? Because leftism is cost us trillions. Why did I write the book of Race Pimping? The multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. I could have called it poor people pimping. I could have called it women pimping. I could have called it Latino pimping, black pimping, religion pimping. That's what leftists are. They're pimps looking for your money, looking for you to generate money for them. That's why they spend it with ease. Do we have anybody in government that's looking at the future and saying, you know what, we cannot saddle our kids with debt? We're not talking a little bit of money. We're talking trillions of dollars. Do the math. What are they thinking? You know what they're thinking? It won't be our debt. While we're concerned, right, we're sounding the alarm bell. So two stories that are beyond the headlines that have to deal with homelessness. One, neither one of the stories is solving the problem. Neither one. One asked the question, is this enough money? No, it's not. You could give the California homeless situation $100 billion, not $12 billion, $100 billion, and it will not solve the problem. Because money doesn't solve problems. It keeps the kids calling, but it doesn't solve problems. What solves problems are genuine solutions. And let me tell you something, dirty little secret alert, Democrats, a.k.a. leftists, don't care about solutions. There's more money in treating the patient. Here's the next series of articles. Fentanyl has changed the whole landscape. San Francisco faces worst drug epidemic ever. This is from the San Francisco Gate. You think it's limited to San Francisco? Fentanyl? You think that's the only city being impacted? That's like saying, let me put it to you this way. Do you think the homelessness situation in California is the only place that they're dealing with it? Tent cities? Fly into Portland. Fly into Seattle. Fly into any leftist-run enclave, and I guarantee you, you will see tent cities like you've never dreamed. They were so few and far between when we were growing up, and when I was a kid, and I bet when many of you were. Maybe there was an encampment, some hippie encampment, but now they are all over the city. Unbelievable. The only people benefiting are REI and Bass Pro, Cabela's, people that sell that kind of stuff, because, man, the tent market is thriving right now. Forget buying a house. Maybe your next house will be a glorious tent. Just keep it away from trailer parks. Here's the next one, next article. These are all under beyond the headlines, okay? I promise you, this all makes sense to you here in a bit. Psychiatry needs to get right with God. That's from Scientific American. I didn't even read it, but I'm intrigued by it. Because, see, everybody needs to get right with God. Get right with the idea that there's something higher that's making you consider. Reconsider yourself. Rethink yourself. Because you're not all that. I learned it at 16. It didn't sink in until a little later. But I did learn that I wasn't the prettiest, smartest, best look, you know, whatever, dude in the world. And it was my crazy crackhead dad that told it to me when we had a pseudo-verbal fight. where it could have turned into an actual fight. And he said to me, "You ain't the prettiest little Negro," but he used the other word. And I never knew what it meant when he was arguing. When he told me that, he yelled at me, "You ain't the prettiest little Negro." And I went, okay, but it resonated. It was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe he thought I thought, because I never walked around going, "I'm the cutest little Negro." I never did, but maybe he sensed that in me, and he said that, and I never forgot it. It was like, well, shame on you for telling me that. You're my dad. You're supposed to say I'm the cutest little Negro out there. But I didn't, and I took it to heart, and I started looking at people differently, like, well, maybe Jesse is cuter than I am. You know, maybe Clifford is cuter. I never thought about it. I just thought I was it. You know, I'm cool. I'm good. All right, here's another one of these headlines. Uneven vaccination rates are creating a new economic divide. This is from The Economist. Keep in mind, this is Google giving you the top headlines, the propagandas. And I'm actually surprised at a couple of them, so that's good. But the majority of them, they're highlighting problems that leftism creates. This vaccine. What do you mean creating a new economic divide? Either you want it or you don't. You get it, you feel safe, fine. You don't get it, no problem. Those who got the shot, you're immune, right? You're supposed to be. Those who didn't, you roll the dice. I'm willing to roll the dice. What's the economic divide? Are they going to try to tell us that those who get the shot do far better economically than those who don't? I beg to differ, because most of the Republicans, a.k.a. conservatives, are not getting it. Well, I can almost tell you what the person's politics are by did they get the shot. And it's very rare that I can't. My best friend, one of my best friends, he got the shot. He's a conservative. Conservative. He got it because his brother-in-law got the died from it, from COVID. Sister-in-law is like in turmoil, so she's like, "I just don't want anybody else to die." So he got the shot. He and his wife, good friends of mine, got the shot. They said, "We just didn't want to deal with the family drama." Okay. If that's a reason for you to get it. I'm not getting it. I will deal with the family drama. Anyway, uneven vaccination rates are creating a new economic divide. Nonsense. Uneven. And one of the things that they're trying to tell you is states that don't get it are not doing as well or whatever. I didn't read the article because I don't believe. I know propaganda when I see it. Anyway, here was the final one, and it's worthy of discussion for quite a few reasons. So here it is. Chrissy Teigen has apologized for bullying. Her targets say they're still trying to heal. Now, if you don't know who Chrissy Teigen is, she looks like that Madam doll from the comedian who was a ventriloquist. And she's she looks like she's Samoan mixed with Japanese or some Asian. Anyway, she's John Legend's wife. Not an attractive girl in any way to me. And from what I hear, not a good person. And so she stepped away from the spotlight for a while because she was highly political, etc. And she stepped away. And now we hear she's apologized for her bullying. Now, here's what I want you to know. John Legend calls himself an activist. He's married to a bully. Everybody knows now she's a bully. She's been doing it her whole life. She tried to bully us by telling us we were stupid to vote for Trump. But her bullying isn't just us. Her bullying is everybody around her. And don't understand this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. She's been bullying her whole life, pretending to be a leftist. "Oh, yeah, I love it all." Whatever. She is a liar and a hypocrite and a bully. And so are the rest of them. John Legend is a cuckold eunuch married to a bully. And she's now finally seeking help. And I don't know who she bullied. I don't know, and I don't care. But I know this. She's not the only one. All of them are bullies of sorts. They want to bully you into doing something or being something you're not. Don't fall for it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.